我记得你那个哪里在在几几哪里当部门了，就是毛南这边个一点都不满足的，我在养老那个过年多少呀的，养几个买了个这个，养几个养就三百南几买了，伢们那个人把人都就呃呃，公布收拢为，我在伢们的我是呃个这个人工些都是吧的，所以都就是咱们那呃就是去这个是对呢。 我记得他们人工些都是在进，可算自己店长呀、店长部。我在店里就跟呃，七八老板的上班的，工工了，那边我的马上我七八下班的你吧。我在店里呃，店里边的过年，江浦当春节个嘛，第三个月的，呃，就是就是个农历是吧？店里边的，你那当里面过的江浦春节就当正月是吧？我记得那店长刚刚在养老那个。
养老那个过年，嗯，少少呀啦，我就点点点着刚刚我的照顾的你，对，就这个，然后就是嘛，你刚的些都是上班几，等你去办的时候嘛，就先，我就在店里头嘛，大几等你去完了就跟老张不相就去，趁机上班当，我在店这个过年，我就在嗯就搁这个，江浦当趁机都是三个月的，我在店这几个月的。
Yeah, just said that actually it's very important in the beginning of our practices to do some preliminaries, and we can find the detailed explanation of those preliminaries in the text of the Lam Rim. So it is said that one begins one's day, but first of all cleaning the place where one will do this practice. We clean the place and then we arrange the offerings in a pleasant way. After we arrange the offerings, it is important for us to adjust our motivation. So the activity that follows after the presentation of the arraying of the offerings is to go for refuge and generate the mind of bodhicitta. These are preliminary activities. And then we can see that actually these types of preliminary activities for accumulating merit for purification are also presented here in this prayer in the form of the seven limb practices. So obviously it's quite important in the beginning to adjust one's motivations, and having set firmly one's motivation, one can start with those practices of accumulating merit through the seven limb prayer. And if you go into verse 12, you will actually see the dedication of those practices. And this verse actually presents in a very concise way all of these practices. So it says, whatever little virtue I have accumulated through prostrating, making offerings, confessing, rejoicing, urging, and praying, I dedicate them all towards enlightenment. So we have the whole list of those practices. The first one is the practice of offering prostrations. The second one is the practice of making offerings. The third one is the practice of confessing negativity. The fourth one is the practice of rejoicing. The fifth one is the practice of urging the Buddhas to teach, to turn the wheel of Dharma. And the sixth one is the practice of praying for them not to pass into Paranirvana, praying for the teachers to stay for a long time, to have long lives. And finally, we have the act of dedication. So this is the brief presentation of those practices, and we go now into the beginning, start with verse 1, where we start with the prostrations. Now, we say that we start with prostration, but actually the act of prostration is presented in four verses. In the first verse, we have prostration with all three doors combined together. In the second verse, we have physical prostration. In the third verse, we have mental prostration. And in the fourth one, we have verbal prostration. So you can see actually in this particular presentation, the mental prostration is presented prior to the verbal one. Right? So we start with the first one, which is prostration with the three doors, through the three doors. So it says, to all lions among men, the Sugatas of the three times, to as many as they exist in the worlds of the ten directions, I prostrate to all of them without exception, with body, speech, and clear mind.
Now,
as you see, first of all, we need to identify in this verse who are the objects towards which we are prostrating. And it says here that it's not just one or two Buddhas, but rather it is the Sugatas of the three times. It's the Buddhas of all the three times. Not only of those of the three times, but it says to as many, to all of them as they exist in this world of the ten directions. However many Buddhas exist, those of the past, of the present and the future, these are the objects towards which I prostrate. And they're given the epithet lions among men. And to all of them, without exception, to countless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I prostrate. I prostrate not only just with one single body, but I'm prostrating with countless bodies as well. Now I'm prostrating with bodies which are equal to the number of atoms that exist in this world. Now, those who have actually attained higher levels of realization will be capable of manifesting these countless bodies. But for the rest of us, if we have not achieved this level yet, at least we can imagine, we can visualize that we are generating that many bodies. And all these bodies are prostrating, countless bodies are prostrating in front of countless Buddhas. And we're doing this in order to help eliminate the negativity and obscuration of countless sentient beings. It is important when we engage in this type of practices to keep into mind the four countless ones. There are four countless aspects, and these are going to be presented now.
Oji dadi na yemba yendu ji pomi yedeng ji 我就帮你做我的这个小学这个帮你做我的唱那讲那帮你就唱过我有啊，电脑上个演第二个演到你吧，用七八大讲那样帮你就唱过你，第在就原来咱不日日日来帮你就唱过过你，我就在就搁这个嗯，操三八也那，我那就六千步的，六千步也把印度帮你就学的，我就在跟着我来，就把跟着我。 我觉得跟着我吧，就把工程我吧，我觉得买了，嗯，一张黄纸是几人不几万的话，第一，第第三个门去，不是光接了的，东西讲讲个印度，嗯，第二个一张的广告有啊嘛的，我在，比如讲我妈的上班那个电脑呢，我在，一张个那呢，帮你一个人充三个，帮你一个人七八百个，我在日里现在原来广告接一万的，但现在印度帮你当部的今年才到小金牛店那是，我觉得。 你这个交易的包的买吧的包没当不，交易的包的买吧了，马路跌到大给马路跌到这堆呢，让个绿那德基装当年吧，绿包的买吧，买了没有几，这方面你吧，我在第一，跌到他们街了这堆呢，从前他们从前包的买吧个德州江源个七的这方面三百几，我在店里那就小杨小金头吧买一吧。
Now, this instruction actually of thinking about the four countless ones, it's an instruction that we find in the Sumbum of the fifth Dalai Lama in one particular text. It doesn't appear in the actual body of the text, but it appears, let's say, in the notes at the bottom of the page with small print, where it says it is important to whatever practice, whichever one of those seven limb prayers you do, to do it in conjunction with the four countless ones. So whether you are prostrating, you should do it on the basis of the four countless ones. If you're making offerings, equally you should do it in this way, and so forth. So first of all, we're taking this prostration as our first example. You are prostrating towards countless objects of refuge. As you see here, the verse says that you are prostrating to the Sukhatas of the three times, to as many as they exist in the worlds of the ten directions. And you prostrate to all of them. Countless objects of refuge are the recipients of your activity. Then you are prostrating not with a single body, but with countless bodies. You emanate, or you think that you emanate countless bodies. And then you're doing it for the sake of purifying negativity and obscuration of countless sentient beings. And finally, it's not that you offer one prostration or a limited number of prostrations, but you are offering countless prostrations. So these are the four countless ones.
我就在地就各种东西上去，在第二个你话的，那咱另外一层不，人人你，就把印度，咱六级高你上头话的，全部就被马龙偷到个，就把他们就已经我从，现个等你立了的吧，就把跟那啥的上头了，我真的，我在地上呢就现个等你上头呢，我就那等那个绿袍的没把的，就小金牛仔就现个等级上当年吧，绿，嗯，绿点着就没人没话机，但你当我话也那里没话机，就得了，就吃完了，我头发也那点着这样个有话的。
So having offered the first type of prostration, which combines prostration of body, speech and mind, we move now into the individual prostrations of the three doors, starting with the physical prostration. And the text says, through the strength of the prayer of noble contact, all the conquerors appear directly to my mind. I bow deeply with as many bodies as the atoms of the field and fully prostrate to all conquerors. So in this one, where we explain the physical prostration, you can see that this second aspect of prostrating with as many bodies as the atoms of the world is stated quite clearly. So one prostrates with countless bodies. If one has power over one's emanations, then one sends out countless emanations. If one has not attained that level of realization yet, then at least one thinks, one visualizes these countless emanations. And again, with these countless bodies are prostrating towards the, all of the Buddhas. So it says, I prostrate to all of the conquerors, right? All the conquerors appear into my mind. And I do that in order to purify negativity and obscuration of sentient beings. I do it because I have faith in the strength of the prayer of noble conduct. I have faith in this, in the prayer that it has the power to purify all of this.
我觉得你那几张，他的那个什么日历和日记过你上头发地方，我在第二一季过你上头发地方呢，他日记在那第二上去呢，上去自己为那一把刀，就在日记上那嘛就，他们就结巴的跟光玩母语似的，我觉得就上去上上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去上去 ဒါတန်တန်ဒီဒိဋ္ဌိကတဲ့နာစီဒိဋ္ဌာရဝိကတဲ့နာဝကျူဆောက်ကျင်ကျင်းကျင်းခံတော်ညာဘဒိဋ္ဌိကတဲ့နာဆောင်ကြီးသံကြီးဒီဒိဋ္ဌိကတဲ့နာဆောင်ကြီးကြီးရှင်ပုဒ်မေပါရောယူပါရမူဒီနာရောဆောက်ကြီးဒိဋ္ဌိတောင်းတော်ညာဘဆောင်ကျူဆောင်ကြီးတော်ဆောင်ကြီးသို့ကြီးကြီးတင်းခေါ်ဆောင်ကျူသံပါတိပုဒ်မေပါမှာကိုယ်လို ကိုယ်တင်ကြီးကဟိုတဲ့တင်တဲ့ရီရီမှာမြွေးကျင်နဲ့မြွေးကျဲချင်ပုံရင်ကြီးပါတော့ဒိဋ္ဌိကတဲ့နာတင်တဲ့ယုတ်တိဒိဋ္ဌိကတဲ့နာတည်ပြီးကြောင့်စံကတဲ့နာတည်ပြီးကြောင့်ဟိုတဲ့ဒိဋ္ဌိတောင်းတော်ညာတဲ့တင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူဆောင်ကြီးစီကြီးပဲနဲ့ကြီးပါတော့ဒိဋ္ဌိယန္တမာလို့သံကြီးကြပါတော့ကောင်းရမှုစီတင်တဲ့မြွေးကျင်နဲ့တည်လာရည်ကြီးကိုနီဟိုတဲ့ကြီးရည်ကြီးကတည်ပ
Buddhas on every atom. There are Buddhas as many as the atoms that exist, seated in the center of the sons of the Buddhas. Thus, I appreciate that all Dharma spheres, without exception, are filled completely with conquerors. Now, in the previous verses up to now, we have explained how one prostrates towards countless objects of refuge with countless bodies, offering countless prostrations for the sake of helping countless sentient beings. And here we have this detailed explanation of how these objects of refuge are countless. It says you have to think that on every atom of the world there are as many Buddhas as the total number of atoms that exist. And each one of those Buddhas is actually surrounded by a circle, an entourage of bodhisattvas. So if this thing exists on one single atom, then you can imagine how many they exist if you put one atom next to the next, next to the next. So that thing really multiplies, really increases. So this is how we end up with these countless objects of refuge. And towards all these Buddhas, we're offering these prostrations. So in the case of mental prostration, we prostrate by actually generating faith and into the ability, in the qualities and abilities of the Buddhas, and by going for refuge. Now we move in the next one, which is the verbal prostration. And it says, with every sound of an ocean of melodies and oceans of these inexhaustible praises, I pronounce the qualities of all conquerors and praise all those gone to bliss. So previously you have visualized how in every atom of the world you have as many Buddhas as the atoms of the world. And each one of these Buddhas is surrounded by their entourage of bodhisattvas. And in front of those countless Buddhas and bodhisattvas, you are prostrating with countless bodies. And each one of your bodies actually has a set of mouths and tongues and a palate. And these mouths and tongues and palates, they're actually working towards pronouncing the qualities of these Buddhas. But they're not just pronouncing ordinary words, they're pronouncing, as it says here, a notion of inexhaustible praise. And they're pronouncing this with very melodious voices. So the voice that you produce, your countless bodies with countless mouths are praising the Buddhas with countless melodies. So this combination, in this way, you're offering your verbal prostration. Alright, so we will stop here for tonight, and although there is not too much time for questions, maybe we can have a limited number, not too many.
To do with the subject, or can I ask any other questions?
Ideally.
Yes, please go ahead.
I just wonder if there, you know, the differences to receive the oral transmission from a Lama and to just listen to the tape, what's the differences?
Lame ngune ki tsane tuine koronso lung tovye resa. Mikashe koronso jazin korda tena la kone lung tovye resa. Te nyegi yaktugi kebar yore wes, kebar kare yore resa.
Ori. Ki da de karze goji da mungu dizu manji da dhanzu na tindra kurtan da yuwa marwa. Ki inda mida nong to se je de nong to dingi go ki da di tri rani that you bet you can eat on a no, they go with Danny Toguadi, you that tennis and under the Jiguari. That you got the Jiguitinago chatting of Manzum, Manzum by Yena, no, you cheat on E. Muago Guni, Ichigo Guni, that Dandan Quarta Delimara, she moves the song of Union Bichina, Matuji, you Samari. That young Jigu Tilamanda wouldn't give a money.
So the question was about receiving actually a transmission of the text and whether there is difference, and what exactly is the difference between receiving it directly in front of the teacher or receiving it, let's say, through listening to a tape recording of that transmission. And Rupcha says, well, if we want to say, you know, what is the perfect way of receiving a transmission, and if you want to say that you really have received this transmission, then you have to be in the presence of the Lama at the time where they're giving this transmission, and you should hear these words directly and generate hopefully some understanding from that. If you happen not to be present in this occasion, you could always listen to the tape. And you, again, when you listen to this tape, you have to listen to it with faith, with strong faith, and also, let's say, with the appreciation or just thinking that right now I'm in the presence of this teacher, although it is not the actual occasion. I'm just saying to actually receive, to fully receive the transmission, you have to be present in the occasion.
If we perform virtuous actions and we do not do any dedication, of the merit at the end. In which particular way will those actions ripen? What results will they bring?
All right, so the question is, if we perform virtuous actions, but at the end we do not do any dedication, how will these virtuous actions will ripen in the future? Rimuchila kese nga ranso gewe le druwa ina, geta dinre kewa ina, tamatena la nga ranso ngoa majawa ina, jela maombala gewe le ki nangmin ki drepu kare kare yongiresa.
Orida ji ngoa ga ji mataba yana ji dinre ga gyuwa ji yoyoba yuwa redi ji pana ji kondru shik chenpuna ji nongwa yana kondru gesa nyomdo kuruwa. Ji yadi jiwa le dozu karwa tanda sabo.
The case is that if you actually do not dedicate your virtue, although you have generated, there is always the danger of losing it, of destroying it. And a very good example of a destroyer of virtue is anger, strong anger. And it is said that a moment of anger can generate, can destroy, you know, a large amount, countless, you know, large accumulation of virtue. It is Arishandideva who has said that. But then again, that applies to virtue that is not virtue that is generated through meditation on emptiness, because it says that particular virtue is not destroyed through anger. They're also saying, like, you know, it goes back into this example of putting your money in the bank, right? If you have some amount of money and you decide to keep it under your pillow, it is always quite possible that a thief will break in the house and take away the money, will steal the money, and then you'll be robbed of the money and there wouldn't be anything left of it. But if you actually put it in the bank, you go through this process of depositing it and you sign a paper and they give you a receipt, so you feel somehow reassured that the money will be kept better in the bank.
A little question. I'm just not quite clear the connection between Samanta Bhadra and his prayer. If it was composed by Lord Buddha, what exactly is the connection with Samanta Bhadra? Now, all the Buddhists actually have great qualities and they're all practicing and praying in a very good way. But Samanta Bhadra had some exceptional qualities. Samanta Bhadra had this vastness of mind. So this particular prayer is called the Samanta Bhadra prayer because it shows us how to do a prayer, how to do a dedication, how to do a practice according to Samanta Bhadra, the same way the Samanta Bhadra would do it. Right, so this is why the name appears in the title. Now the name Samanta Bhadra, when it translates good in all aspects, it's like Samanta Bhadra could not put a foot wrong, right? Everything he was doing, it was in terms of time, at all times he was doing it correct, he was doing it in an excellent way. With regards to all objects, he was always doing it correct in this great way. So this is how he becomes good in all aspects, noble in all aspects, in all ways.
Your question is, what is prayer? Is Prabhu Buddha or Bhadra Kiru? About to say, some of the Bhadra, this is your question.
Yes,
you
said that was just what the connection.
No, the study, and the Sangju Malamiro.
Oh, yeah.
The Sangji is soon, and the Yanchen Chen is somber, Kun Sangber, soon, and the Yasko Sangas is given.
Oh, yeah. Sangji is on that you, Sangji will share round his songs of our Sangji. Yanchu, you.
And
if the question was asked with the intention, like who exactly pronounced this prayer, was it the Buddha, was it Samantabhadra, whose prayer is after all, then the answer to that is that, of course, the Buddha could directly do a prayer, but in other occasions, through the blessing of the Buddha, through the power of the Buddha, those who were in the entourage, such as Bodhisattva, such as Samantabhadra, could express, could pronounce such a prayer. Right? So although it could come, let's say, through the mouth of Arya Samantabhadra, it could still be the prayer that was composed, was conceived by the
Buddha. Travati,
It is similar to the occasion of the Heart Sutra. Now, when we look at the Heart Sutra, it says that it states, first of all, that in the beginning the Buddha was sitting in concentration. And as the Buddha was sitting in concentration, suddenly Shariputra had a question. And he asked this question to Chenrezig. And Chenrezig gave this detailed explanation. And if you look at the most part of the Heart Sutra, is actually this response that Chenrezig is giving to Shariputra. And when the answer is completed, is given, at that point the Buddha rises from his concentration, comes out of the concentration and addresses these two beings. And he says, well, it is exactly like that. It is exactly as you have said. No one needs to add anything into this particular answer. So again, you can see it is said, it comes through the power of the Buddha, all this interaction, these questions and answers that took place.
Wanting
to hear more about the eight Bodhisattvas, and I think in East Asia we see them very prominently.
I don't see them so much in the Tibetan art work. What's their role? Yeah, we're looking at the Sangeetsi court and the Chanchu Semba Geyoresa, Mindawa Geyoresa. Tangkoronzo the Asia ki lumba nala jowa ina koronso changchu semba minjawa ge ki kola ya koronso tanga mambu jeyore kunja mambu dinje yore ya ngaronso lu ngaronso chenata tenala seta di dresse seta gogi mentu sa amchala gogi mentu sa konso ge minjawa su ina skare ina konso dinje ge kor dinje ge tuya ki chunsen kare ina loju kare ina sa mentu
ဒီတဲ့ဒီကရစီကိုကြည့်နော်ဆောင်ကြီးညွန်တဲ့ဒီလာမရံခိုးစကြီးဒီသဒ္ဓမီကြီးလက်တော်ညွန်လာစပံခိုးတောင်းမေပါပေါ့တယ်မေပါယူပါဒီဒါဂေနောကတဲ့ကြီးမိတဲ့ကြီးကနောင်းနေအောင်တောင်းမေပါယူပါဒီတည်အောင်နောင်းနေအောင်ကြည့်ကေတော့ချပါစင်နာတဲ့ဈေးကြီးချပါကြည့်တင်တဲ့အောင်ယူပါတော့ဟောကြည့်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ကနောင်းနေ So
if we look at the actual entourage of Buddha Shakyamuni, we're seeing that it's a countless entourage. You can find gods, you can find humans, you can find nagas. In the ranks of those disciples, you will find arhats, you will find bodhisattvas, you would have yelongs and so forth. A great, vast number, countless sentient beings in there. But it is said that amongst all those, the prominent, the most famous, let's say, you know, the best of those disciples were actually this close group of eight sons, the eight sons of the Buddha, spiritual sons, the closest disciples. And these were this group of eight bodhisattvas. So though we talk about an entourage that is countless and includes countless types and levels of sentient beings, those eight bodhisattvas just happen to be the most predominant. We're saying that actually the entourage of the Buddha was vast and it included many types of beings in different levels. And it is also said that within those ranks we would find also hearers and solitary realizers. But also we're saying that on a different level we can see not only those hearers and solitary realizers but also the eight bodhisattvas as being manifestations of the Buddha himself. Now this presentation that actually the entourage was composed out of hearers and solitary realizers and bodhisattvas such as Genrezig and so forth that were actually seen as on one level they are explained to be manifestations of the Buddha itself is a presentation that we find in Sutra. The presentation that you find in Tantra is that first of all the Buddha has the aspect of Dorje Chang and then the entourage is made out of all the deities that we find in the mandalas of the four classes of Tantra. Now, going back into this presentation of Sutra that says that the entourage is made up of hearers, solitary realizers and bodhisattvas, now these particular aspects of the Buddha were manifested for the sake of generating faith and aspiring the disciples. So these varieties of levels of beings in the entourage were produced, were emanated and sent forward for the sake of taming disciples.
What you did in the だって言ってたんだけど、僕が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、自分が言うのは、
that we have been examining on Tara Tantra, right? We were talking about Arya Sangha and we were talking about the protector Maitreya. So you might find the protector Maitreya in some texts referred to as being Bodhisattva. In other texts, it is referred to as being the Gerwa, right? As being the Buddha Maitreya. From the point of view of sutra, he is presented as being one of the bodhisattvas who is in the entourage of the Buddha. But again, he has to be. We have to understand, right, how this although we might have an explanation on these two different levels, sometimes appearing as a Buddha, sometimes appearing as a bodhisattva. Nevertheless, he is a manifestation himself of Dojichan, of Buddha Vajradhara. Right, so we will stop here for tonight.
Give it to the Lord.